The province is contributing $5 million to the Northern Development Initiative Trust to continue BC Bus North and the Northern Community Shuttle Program until 2026-27. We understand how critical BC Bus North and the Northern Community Shuttle Program are to meeting the needs of people in northern communities who may otherwise have limited transportation options, said Rob Fleming, Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure today in a statement. Extending these northern programs will ensure people can continue to access safe, reliable and affordable travel options to connect to family and industry in larger centers. This funding will ensure the continuation of critical transit services, including community shuttles, which connect people in rural communities to regional centers. To date, 16 northern BC communities and organizations have received funding through this program and are operating community shuttles. The province is also contributing $250,000 to help build an easy-to-use web-based platform for travel planning, reservations and customer service to help reduce barriers to travel in the north. The new booking system will include multiple service providers and allow people to book various travel options using one platform. The platform should be ready to use by fall 2023. Passenger transportation services in northern BC will benefit greatly from this investment by the province of BC, said Joel McKay, Chief Executive Officer of Northern Development Initiative Trust. The $5 million to extend the Northern Passenger Transportation Service funding program will support the operations of shuttle buses between rural and remote communities, while also benefiting the BC Bus North service that travels between regional centers. This additional funding will support mobility for those who live and work in BC's north, allowing them to visit family and friends and access services using reliable transportation. In addition, the province has provided $2.5 million to the Northern Development Initiative Trust, the Island Coastal Economic Trust and the Economic Trust of the Southern Interior to conduct regional engagement on an analysis of rural, regional intercity transportation. The Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure will use the outcomes of the Trust's engagements, complemented by further engagement with other regions in the coming months, to help inform next steps for developing options on transportation solutions in rural communities. Editor at dcdn.ca